It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
There's heavy rain on the horizon for part of our region. Flash flooding will be possible from the lower Mississippi Valley northeastward into the Ohio Valley as a cold front and low pressure system slowly slide to the east. They say there's an area from eastern Arkansas northeastward to central Ohio that could get excessive rain, with most of the region from eastern Texas to the eastern Great Lakes getting 1 to 3 inches. But parts of the Ohio Valley might see upwards of 3 to 5 inches of rain that could lead to flash flooding tomorrow and Thursday. And there's still crop in the field. From This Week in Agribusiness, there's more than a third of the U.S. corn crop yet unharvested, and not quite a third of the soybeans that are yet to be combined. The Iowa corn harvest is still only about half done. The same is true in Nebraska, Michigan, and Wisconsin, according to the Weekly Crop Bulletin. They hadn't had an execution in South Dakota for 6 years until last night. A 56-year-old inmate was put to death for the killing of a prison guard in a failed prison escape 7 years ago. Rodney Burgett was killed by lethal injection for the murder of Ronald R.J. Johnson. Johnson's widow, Lynette, at the penitentiary last night to witness the execution, said Burgett's death was peaceful and sterile, especially compared to what her husband went through in that attack. The United States Air Force continues to face questions about why it spent so much money over the last 3 years on those coffee pots that can reheat beverages on refueling tankers and cargo aircraft during flights. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley has now sent a second letter about this to the Secretary of the Air Force. Grassley raised the issue of the cups after reports surfaced last summer that Uncle Sam had spent $1,280 on each cup purchased this year. $1,280. 2 years ago, we were getting quite a bargain on those reheating pots. In 2016, Uncle Sam only paid $693 per unit. Oh, it gets better. Turns out the Air Force bought 400 of those cups over the past 3 years. Average price, $817. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.